these folks, though.
This is why we can't have,
nice other things. Plans.
Nice things.
It is our daily dose of the dummies. Why we can't have nice things. And it starts us with Florida. And a 76-year-old man there in Florida had a sign on his house. And it said the following. Quote, absolutely no drugs allowed on the premises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell.
And 76-year-old man John Moss has just been arrested for having a lot of drugs on his premises. Yeah, yeah. Well, you was just arrested and hit with multiple charges of drug trafficking too. Detectives found cocaine, OxyContin, marijuana, alprazolam, morphine, Metafet. Okay, yeah, and it's unclear what tipped the authorities off, but maybe the sign out front that said that there weren't any. Good thing is, though, the home of John Moss is now officially a drug-free zone. So dreams do come true.
Everyone gets down and dirty when you play Monopoly, but newsflash, yeah, it's not real. Those cards, Driver in Fullerton, California, did not get the memo, and he tried to use one of the get-out-of-jail-free cards when he pulled over. Police officer said, you're going to need to save this for a rainy day. And I've still issued him a citation.
Man, but just think, though, if it had worked.
It'd be very convenient. There's a lot of things we could do.
If they accept that, I mean, maybe now they start accepting Monopoly money. And that'll take that. And that's the only place that there's free parking anywhere. Let's talk about a lawsuit that was officially dismissed yesterday that a woman had filed against an amusement park. So this is up there. A New Jersey woman who claimed she was ridiculed and labeled by kids around her a Karen at the I Play America in Freehold, New Jersey, has lost her case. 55-year-old Edison woman claimed in court papers she was attending a birthday party there, and an employee incorrectly told her that she did not meet the minimum height requirement for their little go-kart ride.
Uh-oh.
So she told him the what for in front of everybody. You know how this goes. You've seen it. You've been to Hobby Lobby. Well, the kids around her started calling her Karen. So she decided to sue the amusement facility because they didn't do anything about it. The judge said, no, this is not grounds for anything. And kind of proves the point.
Where is your manager? Dum, 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 dum.
The communications director at a company called Maine Health may have the biggest migraine in modern history. Is doing some serious damage control after someone sent death notices to 500 people. They got the news that one of their loved ones was deceased, despite the fact that none of this was true and it was actually a computer glitch. They've now apologized and are sending condolences of their own.
Oh. Well, congratulations to all those that are with us.
I know. Where did you go?
Sometimes you need confirmation. Let's go back to Florida. Dude in Florida was arrested after we talked about the Bass Pro Shop thing at the beginning of the week that happened at the grand opening in Odessa.
Did.
Two dudes waiting in line for the bathroom at the Bass Pro. And they got in the melee. Well, this guy decided to forego all of that. He was behind another guy in a grocery store bathroom, but he did not have time to waste. The guy in front of him, according to him, wasn't fast enough, so he decided to pull out a knife. The guy finished up rather quickly.
Oh, dear.
And then Alfredo Brindis stormed into the restroom at the Publix grocery store and then did his thing. By the time he came out, there was store security flagging down a police officer who just happened to be right there, and by the time... I hope Alfredo washed his hands for the cuffs.
Locals in County Clare, Ireland hit the skids when they saw a lion roaming free in the woods.
Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah.
Emergency lines lit up. Police were called out, and they eventually found the culprit.
Yeah.
It was a Newfoundland dog by the name of Mouse.
Aww.
Apparently, he identifies as a lion.
Nice.
Lots of shaggy fur and a very long tail.
I like that guy.
I know.
They're probably... Were they drunk?
No.
I mean, it's Ireland, so... I know Susie's listening. And then finally, congratulations, finally, from New Zealand, Lawrence Watkins. Now recognized by Guinness World Records as the longest name in the world. See, Lawrence is the start. Watkins is the end. But in betwixt, there are 2,253 middle names.
Aloysius, Elpage, Alan.
This is him reading some of them. He doesn't even get through the A's.
Ambrosius.
See, in 1990, Lawrence of Auckland, New Zealand, changed his legal name for these additional 2,200-plus words. He was a librarian at the time and picked many of them just out of books that were around him.
Okay.
Submitted it. It got approved. And then finally, this was 1990, Guinness World Records comes around and certifies him. So congratulations, Lawrence, all of that, Watkins. It would take 20 minutes to say his name, start to finish. Longest name in the world. Challenge accepted, says Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
There you go.
Dum, 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 dum